Welcome to the new season of the Second Victim Podcast. Let's talk about supporting health professionals when something goes wrong. After some months of silence, we came back with new episodes. These episodes are focused on describing second victim support programs or other related interventions in a simple way. We selected 10 second victim support programs, and in each episode you can listen to people that are leading or making part of these interventions. Are you ready to start this journey with 10 inspired spots? This podcast is part of the Ernst Training School, and I'm the Ernst Training School Coordinator. My name is Sofia Guerra Paiva, and thank you so much for spending your time with us. Today we'll have a different format of the podcast. And if you only have 10 minutes of your time to get to know a second victim program, leaders from 5 second victim interventions kindly share with us their programs in a clear and short manner. Also, we will listen to some of the barriers and facilitators that they found in the program implementation process. Today we listen the COHI program, a well-recognized program in Austria that provides psychological first aid for healthcare workers after stressful events. We will now have the opportunity to listen to Dr. Elisabeth Krumer.
Hello. Today I want to tell you something about the COHI program. My name is Elisabeth Krumer and I am the COHI study supervisor in Vienna, and it is my pleasure to briefly introduce our COHI program to you today. An anticipated clinical incident can lead to traumatization of medical staff with psychological and physical reactions. As we know, the term second victim was first described in the year 2000 by Albert Wu and refers to healthcare professionals who committed an error and are traumatized by it. So, in the clinic Hitzing, located in Vienna, Austria, we started a comprehensive program to support staff members after stressful events in the sense of the second victim phenomenon in 2019. This program, our program, is called COHI, Collegial Help. First of all, Dr. Brigitte Ettel, the former medical director of the clinic Hitzing, set up a multi-professional working group to develop a concept for psychological first aid among colleagues. This project was and is scientifically accompanied and evaluated by the Karl Landsteiner Institute and in cooperation with the Wiesbaden Institute for Healthcare Economics and Patients Safety with Professor Reinhard Strametz. The study seemed to be especially important because at the beginning of our project there were no comparable data in the healthcare system in the German-speaking area. For the European area in general, studies on the incident of the second victim phenomenon, as well as the prospective analysis of a systematic intervention for the establishment of collegial help, were missing so far. The value and importance of collegial help in healthcare became clear through our program, and so it was awarded several times, for example, with the Health Award of the City of Vienna in 2021 or the Austrian Patient Safety Award in 2021. In addition, due to the great success of our project, a common concept for all public hospitals in Vienna is being considered in order to be able to offer collegial help to all employees. I would now like to tell you some more details about the project. So, the Klinik Hitzing is part of the Vienna Health Association with about 20 departments and approximately 1,100 beds. Every year, more than 50,000 inpatients and 250,000 outpatients are treated here. After the Positive Ethics Commission vote and before the introduction of COHI in 2019, we started our first study. In a multi-stage process, all approximately 2,800 staff members from all occupational groups and departments were first invited to participate in a written baseline survey. The aim was to collect baseline values before the start of the training intervention on the awareness of the second victim phenomenon, the 12-month prevalence, and the overall prevalence of the second victim phenomenon within the medical staff, to track the effect of the intervention program in terms of a before and after comparison. The results of this study have already been published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. In a second step, ongoing training sessions took place in the form of a short-term teaching intervention. Expectations, knowledge, attitudes, and experiences towards the second victim phenomenon of the training participants were surveyed before and after the teaching intervention in order to evaluate immediate effects of the training. Participants from all occupational groups, including nurses, physicians, medical and diagnostic health professionals, and also administrative staff, and from all departments were trained in a 5-hour workshop regarding psychological first measures and conducting discharge interviews. The participants were nominated and sent by the managers. The training sessions were conducted with two experts from the Psychological Counseling Center of the Vienna Health Association and included theoretical principles as well as practical examples and role plays. In addition to the 5-hour training, 4 networking meetings were held per year. COHIs have the opportunity to exchange experiences, and in addition, there is room for practical exercises. Also, in addition, a supervision team consisting of clinical psychologists and psychotherapists has been implemented, who are available especially for the concerns and arising burdens of the COHIs. After each assignment, a pseudo-anonymized feedback is given by telephone to a supervisor in which the experiences of the COHIs are reflected. For example, how long the conversation lasted or whether the person concerned needed further psychological help, and so on. So that we could get more information about the second victim's need for treatment and, on the other hand, to assess the psychological safety of the helpers and, last but not least, to relieve the burden on the collegial helpers. In addition, the COHIs received pocket cards with corresponding emergency numbers and an overview of psychological first aid measures. Regarding the COHI trainings, so far more than 120 COHIs have been trained. About 100 COHIs are currently in use. Regarding the deployment reports, since beginning in the fall of 2019, 36 deployments have been reported to date. Only in 3 cases, the COHIs needed a professional debriefing by the supervision team. I would like to tell you some more outcomes and the main barriers. There are indications in the literature that a counseling session among colleagues after a potentially traumatizing event is already a sufficient support measure for around 60% of those involved. Compared to the SEWIT studies conducted in Germany, the prevalence was somewhat lower, but still in need of intervention. And there was a strong desire for the possibility of a collegial exchange after an event, thus verifying the need for a systematic intervention program at the Klinik Hietzing. Undoubtedly, the COVID pandemic led to significant implementation difficulties and delays in the project. These effects must be taken into account in the final evaluation of the project. So, concerning the evaluation or the evaluation of the short teaching intervention for the training of the COHEs, this showed a high level of motivation and acceptance of the topic, which, however, cannot be attributed exclusively to the intervention, but above all the selection of the collegial helpers, and must be regarded as a critical success factor for the success of such an intervention program. Speaking of success and sustainability, I would like to tell you some more words about that, some more sentences. With 2022, the COHE program could be taken up into the regular enterprise of the Klinik Hietzing due to the positive feedback, the broad acceptance and the large success with the Klinik Hietzing. And as I mentioned at the beginning, the COHE program also was awarded several times. Yes, it is also planned to extend the project to all public hospitals in Vienna. So we are looking forward to publishing our further results of the COHE study, because establishing collegial help at the Klinik Hietzing appears to be a highly appropriate and accepted measure to relieve employees mentally and could contribute to preventing dysfunctional processing mechanisms in the long term and, therefore, provide a valuable contribution to coping with the second victim phenomenon. So, that's it from my side. I hope you got a first overview of our program and I wish you all the best for your training session. Goodbye.
If you want to know more about the ERNS Cost Action, if you want to know more about the ERNS Training School, you can also check the description for more information. See you soon and stay tuned.